Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM? Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. Yes, I might be a minute late. That's all right. I'm here. Little technical difficulties. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I am Rebecca L. Norrington, your happiness specialist of the world. And I want to welcome, you know, the show has been growing organically. Is that what they say? Organically. So thank you all for listening. Thank you for sharing. And today's show, I got to say, today's show was inspired because the topic of today's show is the challenge of silence. And it's funny that I would be talking about being quiet because I'm on the radio right now. But this challenge of silence is real. When I'm out there in the, you know, mingling with the masses, all I hear is yakety yak, yakety yak, yak, yakety yak, yakety yak, 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 and 95%, maybe 98% of the conversation is about what happened yesterday. It could be a description of a movie. It could just be a description of an event. But the conversation is always about yesterday. And it's fascinating to me, especially because I volunteer at a senior center every other week for breakfast. And I'm telling you, I might say maybe 10 words and I'm there for 5 hours. But I do a lot of listening, and the conversation is past moments. So I'm throwing that out to you because just to be conscious of what are you really talking about and why. But before I get into today's topic, you know, I always start off quickly, and I never get business done. I want to share with my new listeners who I am. I am a happiness specialist, and what does that mean? That means that in every waking moment, I am practicing a skill. The happiness is a practice skill. And when I say happy, I'm talking about being rooted in feeling the vibration of satisfaction, being rooted in the feeling of contentment, being rooted in the feeling of peace, being rooted in the feeling of balance, being consciously aware of in every moment. Now, that awareness comes with a price. The awareness comes with a price, and that price is making a judgment about how I'm feeling, making a judgment about what's happening. And it is always the judgments. The judgments are what, let me just say this. All judgments subtract from your peace. All judgments subtract from happiness. So in reality, my goal is to have an empty head, an empty head of no judgments, no criticizing, absolutely no knowing why something is happening, just letting go of all of the knowing, letting go of all of the criticism, letting go of all of the things that are rattling around, letting go of all the judgments, and just being in the present moment, just existing in the present moment, just like the animals do, just like what nature does, just like all the animals. You're not going to find an animal worried about yesterday or its future. The animal lives in every moment, in the moment. And so it's a guideline. It's really a guideline for me to, I'm stuck in the middle of the forest, to look at these animals, all of them, they're all of them, and they're in the present moment. But I digress. Let me define happiness for you, especially if you're new to the show. My definition of happiness is to be at peace, have an internal peace, regardless of what's happening and regardless of what's not happening. Happiness is letting go of all the illusion that I have control over what I am experiencing. I'm here to enjoy the journey. My favorite quote is, "You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey." It is just to enjoy the moment in all the moments and whatever it looks like. It's my ego's job is to make sure that I'm looking at the moment and saying, there's something wrong with this, or this needs to be changed, or I don't want to experience it. Hey, this isn't right. No, the focus, and it is a practice, my dear audience, it is a practice to focus on to focus on that inner peace, that inner knowing, because you know that connection, you know that vibration, you know that feeling when you're feeling connected and you're feeling at peace. And let me tell you this, all of the feelings, even if you're not feeling at peace, you know that whatever you're experiencing has a purpose and a reason. So it doesn't matter what you're experiencing, especially if there is a bigger reason. What is the reason? Oh, gee, the reason is for my expansion, for my growth, for my betterment. Somebody emailed me, and, you know, we're still in the new year, 2019, and the question was, what are your goals for 2019? And a lot of, you know, I was reading some of the answers, a healthy body, a great career, financial security, love, travel, I want children. All of these goals, all of these wants, all of these desires, what if you didn't have any of them? What if you weren't healthy? What if your career was, and you know what, let me say this, if your career is a janitor, you're putting, and you're not happy with that, it's only because of the judgment you're putting on the whole career of being a janitor. Those judgments will get you, people. I'm telling you, that ego gets you. So all of this financial security, because financial security, name anyone in the public eye, from celebrities to people in power, any of these people that had financial security. Sure enough, Prince had financial security. Michael Jackson had financial security. Robin Williams had financial security. The list goes on. So it's really these external goals. I'm not saying to have them or not have them, but they're not going to bring you the peace, the vibration, the feeling of happiness, peace, that you're searching for. What about this whole vibration of love, finding the relationship, finding Mr. Right, finding Mrs. Right, finding love? The real love is found within. The real love is love for self. The real love is being okay with self. Everything else is extra. When this this want and desire to be in love, people, just look out in the world. I mean, I can't think of any relationship. I haven't met any relationship that I wouldn't want to trade places. And especially, let me say this. Anybody it's like going on stage and putting makeup on and you know your lines and you look great. But what's behind the curtain is the key. What's behind the curtain? And that is the real substance. What do you feel when you look in the mirror? What is your vibration? What are you feeling? Are you feeling satisfied with self in every moment? And that feeling satisfied with self in every moment is a practice. Let me tell you something. You listen to the show, you know I moved to Oregon and I've been accused of being a hermit, being by myself, living by myself. And I have to say that there, especially last week, it was a very interesting week. There were 3 full days back to back of doing absolutely nothing. Now, there was a time when I could do absolutely nothing and I would feel like crap about myself. Oh, I'm not productive. Oh, I'm not getting anything done. Oh, I'm wasting time. All of those thoughts, all of those judgments, not doing anything. And I mean not doing, I mean I might watch TV. I might, take a walk for 3 minutes. But doing absolutely nothing and feeling okay about it. I know I'm getting off the topic, but I just want to, I want to say that nowadays my goal, if I have any goals, is just to be more conscious. It's just to get to another level. You know, yesterday I had to, let me say something. Let me just let you in on I cannot stand cleaning. I just don't like cleaning. I'm going to use the excuse of when I was younger, every week, we had to clean. It was part of our chores, and I mean to clean the whole house. And I just don't like it. So I don't care if I'm down to my last $20. I'm going to pay somebody to clean this house. And I've always had someone clean, but for some reason, the universe just keeps throwing the challenge of, okay, this is going to work for 2 months. Okay, this is going to work for 2 weeks. Okay, this is going to work for another 3 months. And yesterday I had to let go of the fourth, that's right, I said it, the fourth person that was cleaning the house. Now, the interesting thing about all of this is in the past, there was a lot of frustration behind, oh, God, I'm not going to find the right person. Oh, Jesus, I'm just going to, what am I going to find? And it's really never about that. It's about every moment. It's about the individual moments and letting go and not being attached and not wondering why. It's just time for a change. And it was the first time that it was the second time that I said, okay, I wrote a nice text. This is nothing personal. I'm too picky. I put all the blame on me. It's my issue. And the conversation back was very pleasant. You, whatever you put out there, I'm going to get to the topic about silence in about 3 minutes. And whatever you put out there, you are going to get back. It is your vibration that is the most important. What are you saying with your vibration? Is your vibration a vibration of anger, of blame, of pointing the finger? Is your anger a vibration? Is your vibration that of frustration? Or is your vibration of acceptance of every moment and letting every moment flow into the next and letting that moment go? Letting the moment go. Let's get to today's topic. Today's topic is about silence and the challenge of silence. Back in 2012, I went to a retreat, and this was the first, it was a New Year's retreat, and this was the first time, I've told the story on the air before, but I'm gonna repeat it because it's, just because it's some people might not have heard it. How's that? Back in 2012, I went to a weekend retreat. It was a New Year's retreat, so we were there the day before New Year's Eve, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. It was a 4-day retreat. Anyway, and on this retreat, everyone was offered the choice of either speaking or being silent. No, scratch that. They were offered the choice of being silent, meaning that when you signed in and you registered for the retreat, they gave you they asked you, would you like to be silent through the 4 days? And I'm thinking, silent? What? What do you mean silent? And they would give you a necklace that said, and on the tag it said, I'm practicing silence. And so the people that were wearing this necklace that said, I'm practicing silence, they were silent the whole 4 days. I've never even heard of anything like that. And it was fascinating to me because I've never been silent for 4 days in my life. With 2012, what was I? How old was I? I was 450-something. I can't do the math that quick. And not only that, for all the meals, now the practice was, so there were three meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and everybody met in this big dining hall. And, of course, the meals were, vegetarian, vegan meals, nice meals. And there were probably about 200 people that would meet for breakfast, lunch, and dinner in this dining hall that were complete. I mean, that was the rule, that when you ate in this dining hall, you were to be silent. I have never, ever been in a room full of 200 people and they all were quiet. Have you? Has that happened to you? I've never, eating, not talking. I was really curious, and I was drawn to it. Like, wow, this is something different. Now, of course, the people that were serving, they were talking to each other, and got to get another tray of kale out. But the people that were a part of the retreat were silent. And I went the whole 4 days being silent. I wore my necklace. Now, I was so intrigued by that and inspired that when I came back to the real world, and I had a 9-to-5 job, I worked at the Department of Justice, and I had a 9-to-5 job where you were supposed to talk. And I extended my 4 days of silence to 40 days. As soon as I got back to that job, I wrote a memo out, told my supervisor, she passed it on to the manager, that I wasn't going to talk for 40 days. But I was sure I could get my job done. I mean, I could work, but I wasn't going to answer the phone. I wasn't going to talk. You know, you could figure that out. You can have people, if you needed to make a phone call, you could ask somebody to make a phone call. Now, this is what I did. Now, what I did do, I used my notes. You know, how you're texting and you can use your notes. So I used my notes to communicate because I had to. There were times when I had to do that. But there were no words coming out of my mouth for 40 days. And I'm bringing that topic up because I have a question for you. Have you ever purposely, consciously not talked, chose not to speak, especially, and I'm not talking about not to speak at home when you're by yourself. I'm talking about in the presence of others. Now, what I found is, what I learned, it was really fascinating. Because not only did I not speak at the office, but when I, you know, you got to go to the store, you got to go to the post office, I remember getting gas, and I had my little tablet. Hold on a second. I've got to relink. Okay, hold on, audience. Okay, there we are. Okay, I'm back. Especially, you know, I had my writing tablet. So when I would get gas, I would go in and I would say, I write on the thing, you know, $40 worth of gas, please, thank you. Now, the first thing I noticed was, especially if I was writing on a tablet, that people automatically thought I was handicapped. It was automatically programmed to think I was handicapped. Because I could feel that vibration. Oh, you can't speak. Oh, let me go beyond, you know, beyond the call of duty. Would you like me to pump your gas? No, I can hear you, but I just can't. I'm not speaking, but I am okay. I'm able to pump my own gas. That's in California. In Oregon, it's against the law to pump gas, but I digress. So listen, so with that energy, with that vibration of, oh, you're handicapped, so that's what I learned. Number one, I learned that people were very accommodating. They were very kind. They were very eager to help. I remember going to the post office, and I had to write another note. Either I was picking up the package or I had a question about mailing a package. And that clerk went beyond, let me help you. She came from behind the counter to help me. So, I mean, I had an experience of getting that vibration that people thought I was handicapped. I mean, it was people were so kind and ready to help. The other thing I learned, because people at the office knew, people that knew me, knew that I could speak. And when I was in the elevator with certain people, it was really everyone. It was, hi, how are you? You know, the program greeting. Hi, how are you? And I would just not say anything, and they would look at me like, what's wrong with you? Why aren't you talking? Where's your response? And instead of, I used to write out, well, there were times when I had 40 days of this, so there were times that I would write out, I'm having a 40-day vow, I'm in the middle of a 40-day vow of silence. Oh, 40-day vow, oh, that's interesting. Why are you doing that? So then I'd have to write something else out just because I don't even remember exactly what I wrote. But the fascinating thing with that is I also learned that people are uncomfortable with silence. And so I'm asking you, are you uncomfortable with silence? Are you okay with, are you able to be in a room and be quiet and be okay and feel peaceful? That's a question that only you can ask. And the reason why I'm bringing it up in the first place is because when you are able to be okay with silence, when you are able to be quiet, especially in a room full of a lot of people, you are able to hear more. Your hearing gets better. Not the hearing what these people are talking about, not hearing what people are saying. I'm talking about hearing universal, with the universe. You're really able to tune into the inspiration, your intuition. The more, at least this is my thought, this is my experience, the more I was able to be quiet in any situation, the more in tune I got with messages, my inspiration. I'm able to hear direction. I'm able to hear direction from the universe. That's number one. So I learned that people were uncomfortable with silence. Another thing I learned is I learned how to keep the peace, because if somebody is uncomfortable with silence and I'm in an elevator with someone and they have to talk and they feel uncomfortable with me being quiet, now I have to come up with, because life is a strategy, happiness is a committed practice, and there is a strategy for peace. Now I got to come up with a behavior that is going to make sense for the other person. You follow me? And then I came up with touching my throat very gently and doing the movement of lost my voice, that kind of movement, that demonstration of lost my voice without words. And so it's interesting, because when people have a reason why you're quiet, then they feel, oh, you can't talk, you lost their voice, laryngitis, hope you feel better, oh, that must be hard, oh, well, you know, losing my voice is great for everybody else, trust me. That was a joke. So listen, my dear audience, because this practice, and I'm just going to challenge you to just to be quiet, maybe half a day, maybe an hour, I don't know, and to kind of get comfortable with silence, get comfortable with being quiet. And what happens is, this is the other thing, when you are silent and you're hearing other people talk and you're thinking, oh, they're saying something that's off, or they're saying something that's wrong, or they're saying something that I don't agree with, or whatever you want to throw out there, whatever description you want to use, know that you are also, when you are silent, you are humbling your ego. When you are silent, you are showing your ego who's in charge. When you are silent, you are not allowing your ego to respond. Because the only reason why you get into arguments with anyone else is because you're responding, is because you're responding to a statement, because you're disagreeing with the statement, because you want to be heard. It is the only reason why you are talking, and it is all ego-driven. And the more you humble the ego, the more you weaken the ego, the more you take the focus off of being right or wanting to be heard, the more peace you are going to find, because it's not about you being heard, it's about your ego wanting to be heard, right? And the perfect example of that is yesterday when I sent that text to the lady and I said, you know, it's not going to work out, it's all me. She sent a text back to me. She sent a text back to me that said, yes, you are. You're not going to be able to find anybody. You are too, what is the word she used? You are too, she didn't say picky. High standards. That's what she said. Your standards are too high. Now, if somebody would have sent this text to me 5 years ago, 2 years ago, maybe even a year ago, who knows? you know, when the moons aren't aligning and the planets are off kilter, honey, I would have sent a text back. My standards are too high. No, you're just a horrible cleaner. Oh, I had all those thoughts in my head. I mean, I know somebody. Listen, when you look at a mirror and it's got a smudge on it, and when you left the house there wasn't a smudge. You know, come on. But I digress. I just happen to be blessed with or cursed with detail. I mean, I am I'm detailed and I see everything. So, but back to her text. She says, your standards are so high. Good luck trying to find someone that is going to meet your high standards. In other words, it's going to be impossible. Now, audience, don't think that I didn't want to, not didn't want to. Don't think that I didn't have five sentences that were just going to, that I was ready to zing right back at her. Don't think that I didn't have something to say. No, don't think that my ego didn't have something to say. Oh, and I was going to be able to say it in a conscious way. I was going to be able to weave it in a way that, oh, you're just too, you know, high standards. Well, you're a low standard. You know, things in my head that I thought about it, but I knew because of what I practice in every moment. And in every moment, I can choose peace or drama. I got to say that I chew on and I eat humble pie, eat crow all the time. Oh, yeah, I got humble pie in 10 different recipes. Eating crow, all of that. It's a surrendering because my priority is always, will always be peace, will always be happiness. And now, because I didn't respond, and in fact, I responded, yes, you're right. You're probably right. Thank you. And, you know, you go on with the person and good luck to your family, all of that stuff. But that is a practice that I've only been able to jump on maybe in the last couple of years. Trust me when I say, you come at me with a zinger, I'm going to have a zinger back. But from years and years and years of experience and claiming to be a happiness specialist, and I am, I've got to walk it. So coming back with a zinger, coming back with a response, it would only satisfy my ego. And my ego I don't want my ego satisfied. I want my ego restless. I want my ego uncomfortable. I want my ego to have no power over anything I decide to do and or say. The ego is not driving it. Yeah, it comes out. It comes out. It stretches its legs. It comes out. Sometimes during the full moon, it comes out. But it's out for a brief second. And it is the practice. It is the practice. Okay, let's get back to the silence. Yeah, people, I've been declawed. I used to be this fighter with the hammer in my hand, hitting everybody in the head with the hammer. You can feel. Come on, I was out there hitting people with a hammer, with a baseball bat to the side of the head. And now I've been declawed. And I can't fight if I wanted to. You know why? That's the universe's job. It's not my job to fight anybody. It's not my job to argue with anybody. It's my job. It's my purpose to be peaceful during every single situation. Let the universe fight for me. Let the universe do all that. It's the universe's job. and you didn't hear this from me. The universe does a great job. The universe does a great job of giving people exactly what they need. That includes you. That includes me. I don't need to get in the middle. I don't need, the universe doesn't need my help. So let's get back to this being silent. My question to you is, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? What are you saying? Are you talking about yesterday? Are you let me add this. You know what else I've experienced? That people, and I've said this before on the show, but people love to recite the worst of the worst of the worst news. The horror, the most horrible stories, news stories, serial killer stories. I mean, the worst stories ever. What is that about? And I'm actually asking you, my dear audience, are you guilty of reciting horrible stories? Did you hear what happened to Mabel? Are you one of those people that do that? I'm not telling you to change. I'm just telling you that in that moment that you are reciting those stories, what is your intention? What is your intention? And what is your vibration? But really, what is your intention? What is your intention sharing bad, quote-unquote, bad news? Is it just a conversation? Is it a habit? Is it just because you're uncomfortable with silence? What is the reason for it? I'm asking all these questions because it's just a way for you to be more conscious of what you're talking about and why. I have to admit that one of my things that, if you want to say pet peeves, and I know that if I'm going to throw this out there, I know if I'm going to throw it out there, it's going to be boomerang back to me, so I'll do it anyway. My pet peeve is people that aren't self-aware. Why are you giving me a story about a movie that you saw 20 years ago, or a storyline from a television show 10 years ago? Why are you even telling me that? Do you realize that I could care less about listening to a movie? And so all these things are going through my head, and I have to take a deep breath. I have to take a deep breath because the lesson isn't even about the other person and what they're doing and what they're saying. The lesson is, the growing point is accepting these people and their stories. It doesn't matter if they're 20 years ago. It doesn't matter if they're sharing bad news. See, I have lessons too. I'm growing too. I'm expanding too. And the more I listen with that ear of, well, why are you even, who's interested? The more the universe tells me that I have to listen like the universe listens, because you know what? The universe listens to all of it. Listens to all the boring stories, listens to all the bad news, listens to all the yesterday stories, listens to the nonsense. The universe listens and loves with open arms to all of it. And if I claim to be a happiness specialist, if I claim to be the universe in the human form, then guess what? That has to be my practice too, she said begrudgingly. That has to be my practice too. So the real reason why I'm getting bombarded with all of this talk and this nonsense about yesterday and bad news and movie stories and television series. I remember talking to my mother, and she would describe a television show from beginning to the end. And boy, did my eyes get exercised rolling, rolling, rolling. And the great thing about all of the experiences is that if you have the intention and you have the commitment to grow, to be peaceful, to have that vibration of satisfied, to feel balanced, to be relaxed on this journey in every single moment, you and I will be able to listen to any conversation without judgment, without eye rolling, without wanting this, without wanting the conversation to be different. So I've learned something. I've learned that I can practice more listening, and accepting, and just be quiet. Then there's a difference between being quiet with the teeth clenched together, quiet, I'll be quiet, or let this person express themselves any way that they need or feel that they need to in any way possible. It's a practice. It's not easy. But it's my destiny and my purpose. My question to you is, what are you practicing in every moment? Are you able to be quiet? Are you able to be okay with silence? Are you able to be quiet? Are you able to practice not responding? Are you able to be quiet? We all know we can talk. The challenge is, are you able to be quiet? Now, another thing I want to say before I wrap up the show. I have a few listeners here. People call in. So interesting. People call in, and I say, press number one if you want to talk, and then you just want to listen. Okay, all right. Yeah, you know I can talk. What was my point now? I went off, and now I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, shoot. Well, the practice is, when you have goals and when you have things that you want or things that you desire, oh, hold on a second. I have somebody that wants to say, oh, yay, somebody to press the button. Welcome to Reality Spirituality, area code 402. What's your first name?
Hi, it's Sharon.
Sharon, hi, Sharon. What's up? What's the question?
Oh, hi. Well, I just was hoping to get some insight into my living situation, actually. I'm kind of in between homes.
Okay. Now, let me ask you a question. Hold on a second. You ready for this?
Yeah.
In your life, do you have evidence of things working out for your betterment?
Yes. I've had a lot of miracles in my life.
Okay, hold on a second. Now I'm getting chills. You said I've had a lot of miracles?
Yes.
So what I want you to do is to use your evidence and to trust that you are still being served and you are still being guided, and you are still, I mean, there's nothing different. The only thing that happens is the ego, our ego, you know, that voice that says, oh, there's something wrong, or that voice that says, oh, I want to know, or that voice that says, I'm impatient, or that voice that doesn't trust. And you, I mean, you feel like a woman to me that is, you know, you're not a regular civilian on the street that wouldn't understand anything I'm saying. You know everything that I'm talking about, so you're already rooted into it. You already know a lot more than the masses. You already have experienced it. I mean, anybody that can tell me that they've had a lot of miracles, what makes you think that's not ever going to happen, or that's not happening?
I'm more interested, you know, I am one of those people that believe you do have to take some action. You just can't sit there and do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a matter of which choices or what direction to go.
Okay.
Because I am in a situation where I can't just sit here, because I'm basically homeless.
Let me say this. Can you feel when you are inspired? Can you feel when you are inspired to make a move? See,
yes.
The whole thing about action is inspired action. And there's a big difference between inspired action and ego-based action. It feels different.
Yeah. And I'm not feeling the inspired. I'm not, you know, I'm kind of like, it's like you're calling somebody and they don't answer the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of how I feel. I'm not getting the answer. I'm like, all of it. I mean, it's hard to do that for yourself.
Well, what you're really talking about is being patient and trusting. So it's when you're calling somebody and they're not answering the phone, eventually they will answer the phone, or maybe they won't answer the phone. But what I'm feeling is that there is a little bit of absence of trust and absence of patience.
No.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just trying to think. I can't. It's not that I don't. I mean, it's kind of a life and death situation. You know, I can't just not do anything.
Well, again,
I don't know how that. Huh?
Well, what I was saying again, when you first came on, you said that you've experienced a lot of miracles. And the thing is, the ego is very, very powerful. And the ego's only job, that voice is, you know, life and death and the drama of it all, is the ego is very powerful, and it will throw in monkey wrenches and will it does not want to trust. The ego doesn't want to trust, and the ego doesn't want to be patient. So I'm going to throw this back at you, because this is what I do. If I'm in a situation that is you know, and also the ego likes to say, oh, this is huge. My mother died in October, and she left that family house and everything in it to the handyman. That's a true story. And in the middle of that story, trust me, I was going around, this is life and death. This is serious. This is all of the things that, you know, you're saying. And after a few weeks, you know, walking and practicing what I talk to every week on this show, is trust and letting go and surrendering and knowing that everything is in order, it doesn't matter what my eyes see. It doesn't even matter who get, because she didn't give that house to the handyman. The universe did it. So the universe, so the situation that you're in the situation because of some bigger reason. And my answer to you is to ask the universe, just ask, because you know every time we ask we get an answer, is to ask, universe, how can I trust more? Universe, how can I have more patience? Universe, how can I surrender? That's all you do. Universe, how can I trust? How can I surrender? How can I have more patience? And that's all your focus is.
Well, my question
now, that
is,
might not
like,
that might not be what you want, your ego wants to hear, but
well,
that's the only answer I have.
I don't know. Where are you? What state are you in?
I'm in Oregon.
Pretty damn cold in Oregon. So you know what I'm talking about.
You're right about that, sister.
Yeah. So, and that's what I mean when I say it literally is life and death. I am disabled and intimate, you know, 0 digits here, temperature-wise. And, I mean, I'm not exaggerating that. I can't survive out in the cold. So my question is that I already know how to get patience, and I'll never pray for that again, I'll tell you that. Because
okay,
as soon as you pray for patience, then your whole world turns upside down, and you're taught to wait and wait and wait and wait and wait. You're right about that. I'm not really asking for that. I've had enough of that.
Well, I'm going to say this. No, go ahead.
Yeah. My question to God is, what do you want me to do? I mean, where do I go? What do I do? That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, if that's your question, then I'm sure you will get an answer, because whenever you ask, you will get an answer. And I want to say thank you so much for calling, and I appreciate you, and I know everything. Just trust more, and I know everything is going to be okay. Everything is going to be okay, regardless of what your ego tells you. I promise you that.
Okay.
And that goes for everybody else that's out there. You know, the interesting thing is, the ego does not want to hear. What the ego doesn't want to hear, the ego doesn't want to hear it. And I know from personal, my ego, oh my God, can get into, can chew on something forever. And to make a situation or pretend that the situation is huge. And I'm not having any kind of judgments or negating anything that this woman was saying. But I also could feel her vibration. And I'm sure that everybody in the audience can feel the vibration too. And I know that whatever journey she's on, she is supposed to be on, and whatever she's experiencing, she's supposed to experience it. And I only know that because it's because of personal experience myself. There are a lot of things. I mean, I can't even tell you. I can write a whole list of things that I would not have wanted to experience in this lifetime. But guess what? I'm not in charge. And I let go of that years ago. I'm not in charge. I don't have control. And so my job is to trust and let go and surrender and, yes, have patience. That's just me. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. YouTube channel, you can search Rebecca Norrington. Yes, I have a few interviews on YouTube and a few videos on YouTube. My first book, Reality, Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon.com. And my second book, Program for Unhappiness, will be out sometime this year. Join me again next week. And until then, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. And I also am available for weekend retreats, talks. Contact me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. There's a lot of things coming from, you know what's interesting too? Listen, I don't know how many people are still listening after all of that, but there was a time when I said, you know, universe, I'm supposed to be speaking to millions of people, hundreds of people, thousands of people. Where are my followers? Thousands, millions, where are they? You know what the universe is doing? The universe is bringing me people one at a time. One at a time. And guess what? I surrendered. I'm accepting it. That's okay. Thank you, universe. Question mark. Thank you, exclamation point. It's not about what my ego wants or thinks. What I want is whatever the universe wants for me. Drop the mic here. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality, and I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Talk to you again next week. Have a conscious week. And practice. Silence. Shh. Quiet. Be quiet. Try it.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Get real.
Get real.